నమస్కృత్యైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం ప్రపూజయముదీరయేత్ శ్రీవతం స్వాగత కృష్ణ పుణ్యశ్రవణకీర్తన భద్రాణి విధునోతి సుహృత్సతాం నష్టప్రాయేష్వభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తి భవతి నైష్టికీ తదారజస్తమో భావా కామలోభాదయశ్చయే చేత ఏతేర్ అనావిద్ధం స్థితం సత్వే ప్రసీదతి ఏవం ప్రసన్న మనసో భగవద్భక్తియోగతః తత్వ విజ్ఞానం ముక్త సంగస్య జాయతే విద్యతే హృదయ గ్రంథి చిద్యంతే సర్వ సంశయః శీయంతే చాస్య కర్మాణి దృష్ట ఏవాత్మనీశ్వరే. So thus the knot in the heart is pierced and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruitive actions is terminated. One sees the self as master. Yeah, today's verse for discussion, Canto 5, The Creative Impetus. Chapter 13, Further Talks Between King Rahuguna and Jadabharat. Verse number 17. Tairvanchito hamsa kulam samavisan.
Tairvanchito hamsa kulam samavisan.
Tairvanchito hamsa kulam samavisan.
Tairvanchito hamsa kulam samavisan.
అరోచయన్ శీలం ఉపైతి వానరాన్ అరోచయన్ శీలం ఉపైతి వానరాన్ తజ్జాతిరాసేన సునివృతేంద్రియః తజ్జాతిరాసేన సునివృతేంద్రియః పరస్పరో ఉద్విక్షణ విస్మితావిధాహి వపతిహి పరస్పరో ఉద్విక్షణ విస్మితావతిహి పరస్పరో ఉద్విక్షణ విస్మితావతిహి తైర్వంచితో హంసకులం సమావిశన్ అరోచయన్ శీలం ఉపైతి వానరాన్ తజ్జాతిరాసేన సునివృతేంద్రియః పరస్పరో ఉద్విక్షణ విస్మృతావదీహి. Yeah, word to word meaning by His Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki jai.
Taihi,
by them, the cheaters and pretenders, the so-called yogis, swamis, incarnations and gurus.
By them, the cheaters and pretenders,
Vanchitaha,
being cheated,
Hamsakulam, the associates, association of great Paramahamsas or devotees. Samavisan, contacting, arochayan,
not being satisfied with,
silam,
their
behavior, upaiti,
approaches,
vanaran, the monkeys which are all debauchees with no good character.
Which are all debauchees with no good character.
Tajjatirasena. By sense gratification in the association of such debauchees.
By sense gratification in the association of such debauchees.
Sunivrita indriyaha. Being very satisfied with getting the opportunity of sense gratification. Paraspara.
Paraspara.
Of one another.
Udvikshana.
By seeing the faces.
Vishmrita.
Who has forgotten.
The end of life.
Translation by His Divine Grace, Prabhupada Ki Jai. Being cheated by them, the living entity in the forest of material world tries to give up the association of these so-called yogis, swamis and incarnations and come to the association of revolt devotees. But due to misfortune, he cannot follow the instructions of the spiritual master or advanced devotees. Therefore, he gives up their company and again returns to the association of monkeys who are simply interested in sense gratification and women. He derives satisfaction by associating with sense gratifiers and enjoying sex and intoxication. In this way, he spoils his life simply by indulging in sex and intoxication. Looking into the faces of other sense gratifiers, he becomes forgetful and thus approaches death. Purport. Sometimes a foolish person becomes disgusted with bad association and comes to the association of devotees and brahmanas and takes initiation from a spiritual master. As advised by the spiritual master, he tries to follow the regulative principles, but due to misfortune, he cannot follow the instructions of the spiritual master. He therefore gives up the company of devotees and goes to associate with simian people who are simply interested in sex and intoxication. Those who are called spiritualists are compared to monkeys. Outwardly, monkeys sometimes resemble sadhus because they live naked in the forest and pick fruits. But their only desire is to keep many female monkeys and enjoy sex life. Sometimes, so-called spiritualists seeking a spiritual life come to associate with Krishna conscious devotees, but they cannot execute the regulative principles or follow the path of spiritual life. Consequently, they leave the association of devotees and go to associate with sense gratifiers who are compared to monkeys. Again, they revive their sex and intoxication, and looking at one another's faces, they are thus frustrated. In this way, they pass their lives up to the point of ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मायं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुर्वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूप
ध्रुवं सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तां सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च मूकं करोति वाचालं भङ्गं लङ्गायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं भङ्गं लङ्गायते शैलं मूकम् आवर्तये श्रुतिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे कृष्णचैतन्य ईश्वरम् श्रीचैतन्यापदम्बोज मधुपेभ्यो नमो नमः कथाञ्चित् आश्रयादेशां स्वापि तद्गन्धभाग् भवेत् हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्ता राधा कान्ता नमोऽस्तु ते तप्तकाञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पातरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम
तायर्वञ्चितो हंसकुलं समाविसन् अरोचयन् शीलम् उपैति वानरान् तायर् बै देम् सो दट् बै देम् इट्स् रेफरिङ्ग् टु द प्रीवियस् वर्स् एण्ड् इन् द प्रीवियस् वर्स् इट् वास् सेड् दट् ए मेन् इन् ट्रायिङ्ग् टु हेव् हेपिनेस् हि ट्रैस् टु एम्ब्रेस् हिस् पार्ट्नर् एण्ड् देन् फील्स् comfortable with the chirping words of his partner or her partner, but then he feels that that's not giving him the required comfort, and then he tries to take the shelter of so-called cheaters and pretenders, the so-called yogis, swamis, incarnation gurus. So that's where the thaya is saying, and once again vanchito, they become cheated. Now this word vanchito appears in many places in Bhagavatam. So I was trying to go through, and then one verse struck me, that is 4.23.28. Sa vanchito bhatatma dhruv krichrena mahata bhuvi labdhva apavargyam manishyam visaheshu visajate. Any person who engages himself within this material world in performing activities that necessitate great struggle, and who after obtaining a human form of life, which is a chance to attain liberation from miseries, undertake the difficult tasks of fruitive activities, must be considered to be cheated and envious of his own self. So anyone who participates only in material activities pertaining to the body without thinking that he is beyond the body, the spirit soul, then he, at the end of the day, vanchita, he must be considered to be cheated, that he has spent his entire life uselessly. So therefore, that vanchita has been cheated, and this happens as envious of his own self, that he becomes a killer of his atma, atmaha, we find in Ishopanishad. So therefore, who can kill oneself? It's only a person who is envious. That's what we tend to do. Someone at whom we are envious, somehow we want to destroy that person. And here, because he is envious of his own self, he is destroying himself by not taking to Krishna consciousness, just functioning only on the bodily platform. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that the wives of the demigods condemn the performance of sense gratification activities as one chitta, cheated. So anyone who works only for filling up his belly or eating, sleeping, mating and defending, then such people are considered to be on the platform of one chitta. So those so engaged are actually killing themselves, atmaha, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.20.17. I'll read only the purport of that verse. Nirihi deham adhyam sulabham sudurlabham. When one wants to cross a large ocean, he requires a strong boat. It is said that this human form of life is a good boat by which one can cross the ocean of nescience. In the human form of life, one can obtain the guidance of a good navigator, the spiritual master. One also gets a favorable wind by the mercy of Krishna, and that wind is the instructions of Krishna. So the human body is a chance to cross this nescience. It's a boat to cross the nescience with the help of the spiritual master who functions as a navigator, and the instructions of the Lord, the favorable wind. So if you do not take this as a part of your life, the way we behave, the way we talk, or the way we conduct ourselves, then we are wasting our life, and hence it is considered to be atmaha, that we are killing ourselves. So vanchita hamsakulam. Hamsakulam is devotees or spiritual master, one can say. Hamsa kulam actually is jati, is a caste. And Hamsa kulam, if you go back to Satya Yuga, there was only one kulam, and that was Hamsa kulam. Later on we find the divisions have come in terms of the Brahmana, Kshatriya and Varnashrama Dharma has come into existence. But in Satya Yuga, there was only one kulam. The environment was so conducive that everyone was naturally a devotee.
Paramahamsas.
And arochayan. This is a word interesting. Srila Prabhupada translates it as not being satisfied with. Arochayan, in word-to-word meaning, Srila Prabhupada translates it as not being satisfied with. But in the translation, Prabhupada gives us, but due to misfortune, he cannot follow the instructions. In the word-to-word, please note, arochayan, in word-to-word meaning, Prabhupada gives not being satisfied with. And in a translation, but due to misfortune, he cannot follow the instructions of the spiritual master. So we find that every person is born with a psychophysical nature. I have a particular nature, and in order to satisfy that nature, I am given a particular body. And I think that I am a very intelligent person, and therefore I try to use my intelligence and conduct myself. But actually, that intelligence and the mind has been given to me based on my previous karma. So therefore, if I'm using my intelligence, then I'm conducting along the journey predestined to me based on my previous karma. So therefore, it's only someone who is fortunate and has a strong desire, a genuine desire for spirituality, then Krishna sends a representative. So therefore we have in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Brahmanda Brahmite Kon Bhagyavan Jeeva Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. So out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with the bona fide spiritual master, and by the grace of Krishna, by the mercy of both Krishna and spiritual master, such a person receives the seed of the creeper of devotional service. So when a person is fortunate, he gets a bona fide spiritual master. Now let's try to spend a little time on Arochan. That he is misprovided, but due to misfortune he cannot follow the instruction of spiritual master. The relationship between a spiritual master and a disciple is submission. If you go back to Tadviti Pranipatenam, in that verse we find that it is the relationship, the subtle relationship between the spiritual master and the disciple is submission. Through this submission, he tries to serve the spiritual master, and with that seva, he inquires, and the Guru Maharaj, being satisfied, he'll guide you. And that gives us happiness. Now, here in the previous one, we find that a person in search of happiness, he tries to embrace his partner or take the shelter of false gurus. But the actual happiness a person derives is when he submits himself to the instruction of his Gurudev. Then what happens? You are no longer conducting yourself based on your intelligence. When I conduct my life based on my intelligence, then that's what is said in the previous verse. I try to take to fruitive activities, spend my time on a material platform. But when I submit myself to the spiritual master, that subtle relationship changes the whole life plan on my journey, and therefore the result is that submission gives me the acceptance, and through that acceptance I get happiness. So that's the subtle link. Submission gives me the acceptance, that the Guru accepts me and instructs me, and through following that instruction I feel happy, because the Guru gives instruction based on Shastra. And the Shastra says it is Krishna consciousness. So therefore his instructions are meant for my spiritual journey. And a person can become happy only when he undertakes a spiritual journey, but not a material journey. A material journey is Shramayava Hi Kevalam. But a spiritual journey is a journey which touches the soul, and therefore that gives happiness. But, always we have a but, when that submission slackens, what does that mean? Submission slackens, it means that I am not trying to follow the instruction of my spiritual master.
Misfortune.
That's a misfortune. So that is the Arochayan. Not being satisfied with, or but due to misfortune, he cannot follow the instructions of the spiritual master. When he is following the instruction of spiritual master, he feels happy. But the moment he feels arochayan, that he slackens, rather he becomes a bit relaxed. Or when a person becomes complacent, you can, theek hai baba, okay, that's fine. The moment I say that okay, I become complacent, I'm opening a small window for the material energy to creep in.
Maya.
The Maya Shakti enters. So long I'm submissive, following strictly the instructions of the spiritual master, I am protected by this spiritual energy. But the moment I become slightly slackened because of the complacency, then I feel I am okay, it's fine, I have taken Diksha from a spiritual master, I am chanting 16 rounds, I am doing okay, some activity, some spiritual activity, that's fine. So that complacency gives way for the entry of the material energy, and the result is then we are going back to our normal self. Because that slackening takes us feel, okay, I start taking the association of non-devotees. I feel maybe, let me talk to my old friends, school classmate, college classmate, my cousins. I've not spoken to them for a long time, and therefore I seek pleasure in their association rather than in the association of the devotees and the spiritual environment. So that little bit of slackening is the downward hill journey of my spiritual path. And therefore, inquiry and seva, both should go together. We should continuously serve our spiritual master, and by serving spiritual master, Gurudev gives the instruction, and with that instruction you follow strictly, then there is no slackening of, or there is no complacency in my attitude, and that gives me protection. Otherwise, we can see that I think those of us who have done Govardhan Parikrama, you can see a stretch, there are a bunch of monkeys, and then as Prabhupada says that monkey feel that he is also renounced, naked, lives in a forest, eats only peanuts, palli khate hain, only peanuts, and then what is that monkey doing? He is with many female associates. So in the same parikrama, if you have observed, you find there are many babajis, many sadhus there. And they all live together. And if you make a close observation, they are with hookah and ganja, smoking ganja. So if in the daytime, if the person is smoking ganja, one can imagine what the person does in the nighttime. And that's what is being said here, that the person, due to misfortune, he cannot follow the instant spiritual master, therefore he gives up their company and again returns to the association of monkeys. Therefore, as a monkey attitude, consciousness enters into our consciousness, then we are indulging only the material consciousness activities, or my original psychophysical nature surfaces, and then I'm back to my normal behavior, I'm back to normal my material activity. Or before I came to Krishna consciousness, how was I? I go back to the same situation. Or possibly much worse than that, because now I've had the knowledge, I misuse that knowledge I become worse than what I was possibly before coming to Krishna consciousness itself. And hence, we are strongly advised, asattam yatyag ye vaishnava achar. Because we have slackened in our submission to the spiritual master, the first step we tend to do is talk to our old friends. So therefore, they are the asat sang. Why do we say that they are asat sang? Because they are not practicing sat. There is no sat in that. No sat means there is no hari. There is no lord in their consciousness. It's all material consciousness. And hence the nectar of instruction we have in the verse 2 and 3. The six items, associating with worldly people, janasangas. So we are asked to strictly avoid having the association of janasanga. If we have the association of janasanga, in that verse, Rupa Goswami says, it leads to vinashati, that it destroys your spiritual life. And equally, in the next verse again, we find Rupa Goswami says, sangatyaga. So there in the verse 2 says janasanga, and here in verse 3 it is sangatyaga. So So give up the association of worldly people, then it leads to prasiddhyati, that you become successful on your spiritual journey. So it's important that we remain submissive and therefore to the spiritual master and his instructions, then we can avoid the association of Janasangha. With that, we remain successful. Prasiddhyati. And we should understand that happiness is what we are searching for, and this material world can never give us the happiness. This is the basic understanding we should come to in our, we should drill in our consciousness. If I do not drill that part into my consciousness, there is always going to be this slackening in my submission. Because I am searching for happiness, I am not submissive, I feel that, well, I can get some happiness in this material world. Some Trishna, I can get that. So let me deviate the path. They say that, thoda galli mein jayenge, take a side lane. And that side lane takes us to the freeway. And that freeway, once you enter that freeway, it is very difficult to enter back once again the spiritual way.
6 hours.
Yeah, we are on the way. There are Manasiksha Raghunatha Goswami said that the robbers, 6 robbers who are there, who will strangle your neck. Kama, Krodha, Madha, Moha, Matsarya. And Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Ehi samsparsha cha bhoga dukkha yonaya evate adi antavanta kaunteya nateshu ramate buddha. An intelligent person does not take part in the sources of misery which are due to contact with the material senses. O son of Kunti, such pleasures have a beginning and an end, and so the wise man does not delight in them.
What was it?
It is Yahi samsparsha ja bhoga dukkha yonaya evate adi antavanta kaunteya nateshu ramate buddha. So what it means is that we get satisfaction only in the association of devotees, not in the absence of their devotion, not in the absence of their association. So Arochayan, not being satisfied, because we feel that we have slackened in our submission, we are looking for the satisfaction, but the satisfaction we forget that it's available only on the spiritual journey or the spiritual platform, not on the material platform. Bhagavatam says, Ahaitiki apra suprasiddhati. That is, we find that happiness only in our association of the devotees. Why we find that we do not find happiness when we are on the material platform? We have the famous verses in second chapter, that association with the sense object, if you find the contemplation leads to the 6 steps of fall down, and therefore it's a downward journey. So which means that submission, when it is slackened to spiritual master, what becomes prominent is the contemplation of the sense objects. So one is, you can say, inversely proportional to the other. When the submission to the spiritual master is very high, then your contemplation of sense objects is very low. But when the contemplation, when the submission to the spiritual master is low, then the contemplation on the sense object increases, and therefore the choice is to the individual. Which way we want to spend our life, which way we want to take up our journey. So some, but as advanced spiritual master, he tries to follow regulative principles, but with the misfortune he cannot follow the ancient spiritual master. He therefore gives up the company of devotees and goes to associate with simian people. Simian is, I think, monkey-like people who are simply interested in sex and intoxication. Those who are so-called spiritualists are compared to monkeys. Now, unfortunately, if you look into the society, you find always cheaters. And the cheating happens even in the name of devotion. If you're looking at TV, not here, because here we don't see any TV, but in Hyderabad, when I visit my parents, there is a channel called Bhakti Channel. The name of the channel itself is Bhakti. So therefore, everyone sits in front of the Bhakti Channel because it is spiritual. And that Bhakti Channel is seen by 100 million in Andhra. Because Andhra, we say 10 crore, 10 crores. So 10 crores is 100 million population. And they are watching this Bhakti Channel. Bhakti Channel starts, it's 24 hours the channel runs. So you get up from Mangalarti and you see, then there is the Sri Sampradaya people. They come and then they speak something. After that, the pravachan goes for half an hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour. Then immediately the next person comes. And this person is representing maybe a Mayavadi. So he comes and talks to you about the impersonalism and so on. And after he disappears, then we find the Balaji temple, TTD, they come and then they say that, look, here is a devotee who has walked this 2,500 steps by walking 3.5 hours, and he got this material benefit, so therefore all of you should come to Balaji temple for darshan. Now, it's all spiritual, the Balaji, Lord Vishnu, and therefore you're walking the distance. And some people in Andhra, it's a culture although they're financially sound, but they do not want to, they call it austerity, so they beg from house to house, take that money, and with that money, they purchase a ticket, or they walk the distance. If it's 100 kilometers, 200 kilometers from the native place to Balaji temple, they walk that 200 kilometers distance, go to Balaji temple and give that money in the hundi and come back. But after they come back, what do? They are back to their normal activities. Then comes the other sect of people. Who are they? They wear that black dress. What is that called?
Ayyappa.
Ayyappa people. Now, the TV then loud kirtan, Swami, Sharanam, Ayyappa. They do all sorts of activities, and that's the preaching. It's on the TV. 10 crores are watching, or 100 million are watching. So you find that started with a pravachan from Sri Sampradaya, then a Mayavadi, then comes Balaji temple advertising for material benefit, and then you find Ayyappa people, and then you find ISKCON people coming there. They also start preaching. And one day I was watching, what is that I'm going to take by watching Bhakti channel from morning till evening? Because it's a continuous bombardment of your consciousness by people from various aspects of Vedic culture. Suddenly you find somebody comes, I am a Hanuman devotee, and then if you have any health problem, then we can sell, we'll send an item by post. You have to pay some 501 rupees. We do puja. This is Panchamukhi Hanuman, very famous and very merciful. And you think, wow, this is spiritual. So this is what we need to do. And the persons are lost. I was asking my mother, what is that you're watching from morning till evening on this TV? It's a Bhakti channel. I'm only watching Bhakti. But the people are, in the name of spirituality, are being misguided. Then what is that we are required to do? Yes, there are people who are being misguided, because cheating and being cheated is the natural propensity of a conditioned soul. Prabhupada says there are four types of cheating which takes place. We are illusion, we cheat, we become cheated, and it is natural for the conditioned soul. So what is our role in the legacy of Srila Prabhupada in trying to help first ourselves, that we remain submissive to our spiritual master, therefore we do not slacken, and at the same time reach out to others, unfortunate people who are being bombarded continuously. If you are in Andhra with Bhakti channel, or otherwise people are misguided in terms of thinking, well, this is where I find happiness, and hence they spend whole life in only working from morning till night. In fact, if you have, there was recent an article, KPMG is a world, is a well-known consultancy firm. People join, not KPMG, it's Morgan Stanley. The fresh graduate, they are the most intelligent guys, because Morgan Stanley does not take an ordinary person into their fold. They hire only very intelligent financial wizards, they call them. And these wizards, so-called wizards, know that they need to work from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. But to their horror, after they joined, they were made to work from 9 a.m. to 5 a.m., not 5 p.m. Not one day, not 2 days, not 3 days, but for years. The so-called financial wizards, that when they conducted a survey on these graduates, I think after 3 years, most of them have become psychological wrecks. Because you're working from morning 9 a.m. till 5 a.m., and then you hardly have 5 a.m. to 9 a.m., 4 hours. For in that 4 hours, whatever you want to do, you can do, and then once again you are back. It's like literally fleezing every ounce of blood from that person. Like you find, if you are on a Govardhan Parikrama, there the Ganna juice wala, he sells the juice, then he sends the same sugarcane couple of times till such time that nothing is left in that. And then the mother cow or the other flies, they come and they try to have feast on it.
Exploitation.
And we feel that this is happiness. But where is the happiness in that sort of a life? And hence we have a major role as inheritors of the legacy of Srila Prabhupada's mission. And therefore, what can we do, or what are we supposed to do on a massive scale? Because I'm doing some Harinam, yes, wonderful. I'm doing distributing books, good, very nice. But equally, like Bhakti channel, we should be able to reach out to a massive scale in one stroke, and therefore give them an opportunity to create Ajnata Sukriti. So that at some point in their life, they come to the true spiritual path, and therefore their life becomes sublime. How do we do that? Any suggestions?
Open more temples.
Sorry?
Open more temples.
Yeah, open more temples. To open more temples, but still, will it reach? In one shot, they are reaching to 100 million. So that means that we too should use the technology in reaching out. We are attached to Melbourne Temple. We are here. How do we reach out to 100 million and give them an opportunity to create the required Sukriti?
Internet.
Yeah. And it's in this context my journey of started of taking the Darshan Yajna for the last 1.5 years. My Guru Maharaj gave me an instruction that whatever fortune you have received, share that fortune with others. So I was thinking, what can I do? How can I do? On a big scale, I've conducted Bhakti Vriksha at my place for 4 years. Yeah, first Bhakti Vriksha ran for 4 years, and another Bhakti Vriksha ran for 1.5 years. But in that Bhakti Vriksha, hardly how many? 10, 12, 13? And I'm spending so much of time every weekend, every Friday. When we ran Bhakti Vriksha, it would start at 8:30. And by the time we close our doors, it used to be 1 a.m. early in the morning. That was happening every Friday. And how many were getting to Krishna consciousness? It's only 10 to 12 persons. And with so much of effort. So I had the desire how to fulfill my Guru Maharaj's instruction. And April 7, 2019, fire yajna was conducted to me by Nanda Mandira Prabhu after receiving the Diksha, second initiation, Govardhan, by Gurudev. And I took that opportunity to enter altar with my mobile. And initially there were devotees who were criticizing me that why do you and take your mobile onto the altar, because the most moochy item we carry is mobile, because we do everything with this mobile, and how altar is supposed to be the purest place and you are taking the most impurest item onto the altar. So I had to justify, to tell them that fortunately my phone IP8 is waterproof. So therefore, before I go onto the altar, every time I sanitize it. I take water and then clean it, both top, clean everything. And then I started taking pictures. Initially, few pictures here and there I was sharing with others. And over a period of time, in the last 1.5 years, now Krishna's mercy, management's blessings, we have been taking darshan pictures, about 70 to 75 pictures, and every day morning we edit and then send it to a large community. And this is where in this darshan yajna, every one of us can participate. How? When you receive the darshan pictures, you sort of whatever pictures you feel they are good, you send it off to another 100 of your friends, 100 contacts, because we have grown from school, college, friends, relatives, so many of us there are there. So if you can send them to another 100 devotees or 100 non-devotees or 100 friends, then your 100, and you request them to send to their at least another 50 of their contacts, so that 100 times, 50 times, they send another 10 contacts. So your one sending of the darshan can multiply to become 500,000. If all of us in the temple can participate in this small darshan yajna every day, in any case you are receiving the darshan pictures, why not use the technology and then reach out to the same 100,000,000 every day. In the morning, 8:30, between 8:30 and 9 o'clock, you send out the pictures, they have the darshan, and then that creates Ajnata Sukriti, and that Sukriti would inspire them one day to take to Krishna consciousness. It's a simple action we can perform by sparing 10 to 15 minutes of our time. This does not mean that we should not go on Sankirtan or we should not go on book distribution. That is a wonderful activity. No one can deal. That's what Prabhupada has blessed. But even this activity can receive the blessing by simple participation in this darshan yajna. So if you go through as a summary of this verse, I found that there are three aspects being discussed. One, that there is no satisfaction in the material world. That we should come to the that should stick in our consciousness. That there is no happiness in this material world. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says that If someone has come to this conclusion, then he has made a huge leap in a spiritual journey. He, that the person has understood what this material world is, what this material nature is. And the second, I find we can take home is that there is danger, Prabhupada says there is danger even on the royal road. That I'm trying to take to bhakti, I'm trying to practice spirituality, but even on this road there are obstacles. There are cheaters, there are persons who can misguide us. And the third part is that we all tend to be cheated in the material world. This is the life of every person's experience. We are going to be cheated because that's the nature. If we are cheated, I can take it. This is my past karma that I have to go through this. But if I try to cheat, then I'm increasing my karma. So we need to be wary of this. And then finally, the solution, yes, we need to be submissive to our spiritual master, follow his instructions, and thus not use my intelligence, but use the intelligence of Gurudev, that Sadhu Shastra, and therefore follow the journey, take the spiritual journey, that gives me the required happiness. Otherwise, it is going to be the arochayan, that is, we are going to, we'll remain not being satisfied, we'll take to other aspects. And we have a role in extending Srila Prabhupada's mission in our own small way. But I request everyone to participate along with whatever spiritual activity you are doing in this Darshan Yajna as well, so that you please transmit in turn to at least 100 of your contacts. Take it as a mission. Therefore, whenever I see any person, I say, why don't you have some darshan? They said, yeah. Then they give me their phone number. I include. So to them, I don't send 70 pictures every day. I send them only 6-7 pictures. So I've got in my group who receive only 6-7 pictures. I've got in a group who receive about 10-12 pictures. I've got a group who receive about 30 pictures. I've got a group who receive 70 pictures. So depending on how I feel a person can receive, accordingly we place them in that category and then send off. Anything else? I stop at this part, and if you have any questions or any comments, we take it up. Yes, Mataji.
Someone with lesser intelligence. What we're hearing in these verses, is this something that Jagvarat observed during his time as the Navadut? We hear many verses in the Bhagavatam about how Jagvarat, the treatment that Jagvarat experienced during his lifetime. And now we're hearing what he understood through that experience. So it's kind of a half question, I guess. Can you comment on that, please?
Let me rephrase the question. What I have understood from you, that is what Jadabharat is saying, is that what he has experienced in the material world, and therefore he is giving instruction. Am I? Yeah, the nature of the material world is like that. It is to make us feel embarrassed. Only when I feel embarrassed that I become submissive. If on my journey I am always victorious in the material world, then it only increases my pride, my false ego. I can't see spirituality. If I have to take to spirituality, then I should receive some kicks in the material world. I should feel, well, this is not a place for, as Prabhupada says, not a place for gentlemen. Otherwise, I am in a comfort zone. And hence, the material nature says that, okay, you are born, you have to suffer in terms of a disease, you have to suffer in terms of old age, and you have to suffer otherwise financial, psychological, physical losses. That acts as an impetus for someone to take to spiritual journey. Otherwise, the person will not take to spiritual journey. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you for my class. I have a comment. In Mumbai they have IT, which is ISKCON television, running 24/7. But the problem is you keep watching the television but not to japa.
Oh.
That's what happens to our parents.
Okay.
They normally watch the television but they don't perform the devotional activity. That's what I come across as a lady. So at some point you have to stop and at least do your japa.
So that means that the TV while running 24 hours should equally incorporate instructions that, well, if you have watched this TV for 1 hour, better shut down and then take to your sadhana. The sadhana, not only watching TV is your sadhana, but equally doing japa is part of your sadhana, and then please do that. So if you don't do that, then you are, in the name of bhakti, you are becoming addicted. So there is no, some benefit you get it, but main sadhana is shravanam kirtanam. You must hear, but equally you chant.
See, this is where the guru, as you mentioned, is following the spiritual master is very important. Otherwise you will have one eye closed.
Very true. So therefore we should not at any time use our intelligence. The moment I start using my intelligence, it means that I am slackening Guru's instruction. I can use intelligence in order to implement Gurudev's instruction, rather than use my intelligence independent of Gurudev's instruction, then I will go back to my old self. Thank you, Guru. Any other questions, comment? Grandharaj Bhagavatam ki, Shila Kulpan ki.